Where? Playing in a bank heist? Oh man.
What's thinking? Yo, dude.
Who's making bank heist? What?
When's
the last time there's been a good bank
heist? There's been bank heist all over the West Midwest all the time.
I'm just saying.
They're not successful, but if I'm a rob a bank, I do
that's weird information.
Like a heist? Or are you talking about just one guy?
They knocking over like one or two guys knocking bullshit. Over and shit.
I'm talking about
like how do you
four to six guys. It's gonna be a team.
People get away with it. The bank across the street from where I work got robbed.
Really?
I work at the UN.
That's impressive.
That's embarrassing.
Jesus, you're giving everything away today.
Giving everything away today. Those cops are incompetent.
No, because the money is marked. They tell the bank teller, just give them the money. The fucking money's marked. It's fine. Don't die over some fucking money we can replace.
Hmm. That's what they tell them?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like money that they have to give them.
Yeah.
It's like the giveaway money.
Mm.
It's like, well, you went through all the trouble.
They get money that's useless. So.
Yeah.
Probably marked.
Yeah, that means that they have to launder that money.
You just gotta find somebody, some schmuck, you know, doesn't know. And you're like, hey man, let me buy X from you and I'll give you this.
No, that's how the laundry
section. That's a trail now.
Yeah.
They find that guy, he gets you up.
No, you buy drugs from a drug dealer. The drug dealer, what's the drug dealer gonna do? Oh, he fucking gave me fucked up money.
But then he's gonna sell you. Yeah, he's gonna sell you.
Yeah, sell you up. He's gonna find you and kill you.
Oh, yeah. That's the other option.
Listen, you're already on the run, all right?
See, so, like, I think you actually just...
With all this coke on you, man. Hey, you are so hot right now.
You don't need.
And that's the full laundering situation.
You don't buy coke, you buy pills. That's where the mirror money's at. Come on, man.
Getting it, you just made the laundering situation all come together.
And how you go get buy rid of the pills?
You go get exactly now. You gotta get rid of the pills, and then after you sell those pills, then you got new fresh money that's been laundered.
Mm.
And then you have to send that money throughout like an actual good service, like I guess maybe like a bar or something.
Mm. Laundromat.
A laundromat. Club, yeah, something that's cash based. Yeah. And then it's particularly free, like it just has to go through all those avenues.
Mm.
There you go. That's what one would do with the bank heist with bank heist money.
Oh no, that's no problem with the bank heist money.
That seems like problem. That's a lot of go between.
You might as well just get a square job while that works.
Because that's still...
That's a good chunk, but like all that heat...
That's still like $15 million. Though.
Some people enjoy the rush,
the
too.
More the worse.
Some people enjoy the rush. I guess. And like, fucking kicks from these motherfuckers. Fucking me over.
Those fucking mixes.
Whoa. What
just happened? How did we get there?
This man's mind.
But you always take it there.
It goes there.
Where? You know. These are their terms. This is how they talk.
Oh my god.
People in that business.
Terrible.
It's their lingo.
That's absolutely terrible, sir.
Hey, I don't make the rules.
So no, I wouldn't want to go to the Indians or the
Indians.
Word.
We're just fucking tangents.
No.
We just got
actually Power Rangers was on the topic, so we covered that already.
What topics?
I don't believe you.
The one I had
in your mind.
In my mind.
Okay. Nope. I don't believe that. Because there had to have been a more good reason to bring up Power Rangers.
Word. Like,
is
there a more good reason.
Like, is there a movie coming out? Do they have a new game?
They got the reboot now.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you saw this, Morbius, trailer?
What?
Morbius? Michael Morbius is getting a movie from Spider-Man?
No, I did not know this.
You mean the vampire?
The vampire.
That's
he's getting a show.
He's getting a movie.
That's like such a loser character.
Word.
Well, hold on. Listen.
Why him?
Because they got...
You're giving to the fucking Sandman too?
Because
like,
Marvel
fuck?
Doesn't care.
And I hear they're getting together, you know.
Sinister Six.
Because Falcon... Not Falcon. Is it Falcon?
Falcon.
Falcon
and
is in
Electro.
He's in Morbius.
They came me up. They showed him.
But I don't like where this is going.
Now, what they did with Thor Ragnarok was great. They brought all these random stories together, and they made a banger, in my opinion.
Sure. But Morbius?
Yeah, that's such people like Morbius. Ooh, so you can bring in Blade. Ooh. And then Spider-Man
first and Blade. I never cared about Blade.
Blade. There would be no MCU without Blade. Blade
we was all a know great this. Fucking movie. We yeah. all know this. We'll be
honest. Well, they are giving Blade his due.
Exactly. But, like, maybe Morbius, this is a segue.
Morbius.
You can get Spider-Man and Blade.
I hope Blade kills him.
You know what? Listen. Like, Morbius, fuck him. And you know what? Goddamn Blade. Homage for homage, do fuck him.
No, Blade was dope.
Fuck him. Because you know, it wasn't, it, like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. What? Like, they could reboot it.
He had a trilogy. That was a great.
Just because something has a trilogy.
Wait, time out.
What?
Sharknado had a trilogy too, my nigga. Like, we don't, like, trilogy.
We're up to 9. We're up to 9 on Sharknado. But, all of those movies bang.
They are all good Sharknados.
Blade.
Those are fine.
Those movies hit.
They're not all of them, but
they're fine. Yeah.
Maybe the last one was a little
trash.
How did you feel about the separate show?
What show?
The Blade Show.
I don't think I watched the fucking Blade Show.
It was a cartoon. Didn't we watch that?
We did.
Was it a cartoon?
Nah, it was like a live action show with Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
He was Blade.
I did not watch that.
This doesn't sound good.
It was good.
Wow.
It was. I don't know.
Sticky fucking Fingers was Blade?
The rapper?
The rapper.
Really?
Yes. It was on Spike.
What's that movie he was in? I always hated it.
Belly?
Not even. Get on the bus?
What?
That's what shit.
Get on. Oh, Ride.
Ride, that's it. You remember that shit? Oh, shit. Yo, we watched
you watched that shit like a million times, nigga.
We watched that. Yo.
It was that in Spice World. Like, how niche.
Don't tell them Spice World. Chill. Spice up your life.
It's like the only movies we'd watch.
Ride, son.
Yo, Ride. Plus, the shit. I haven't watched that movie in years.
Yo, man. I might go find it.
What is this?
You don't know this movie?
No.
What is that? I don't know either.
Do you
wanna,
you do it.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm about to Google this shit to get a view.
For whatever reason, this group of inner city kids got an opportunity to perform for, was it Trick Daddy?
Oh, it was a performance, yes.
It was Luke.
Yeah.
He was, they were like,
Uncle Luke was supposed
to give them like a, hook them up.
Like a radio. Thing. They want a radio something, I think.
Yeah.
And they got a bullshit bus.
And they were supposed to, he was supposed to, like, you know, introduce them to the music industry, hook them up and shit. Which he did.
Yeah.
And, but they just had to get to him in Miami in a certain amount of time on a bus from New York.
Okay.
It was good. It was hilarious.
It was funny as shit. I wonder if it holds up.
It should have been a hood classic. Which I don't think it ever got to that
stage. It never did, though. I'm sure if I'll ask the homies, what the fuck is
I've never heard of this.
I'm gonna have to.
Good hood classic.
Because I haven't thought about that shit in years.
Juice. Boys in the Hood.
Easy ones right there.
Friday.
Boom. Saw that.
What's the other one?
Friday
Menace to Society. Society.
Menace to Society, yeah.
With New Jack City coming?
New Jack City,
yep, that's another one. There's a good one there too. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I like Fresh. I don't know, people.
Yo, Fresh was good.
Yeah, Fresh is my shit, yo.
Who was in Fresh?
Samuel Jackson and,
I think it's always there.
Who's that boy? I don't know. He was a bad shit. I don't know his name.
I like Baby Boy.
Training Day.
Baby Boy, I can get a classic. Training Day. Yeah, I think it's just a.
I don't want to put it. I don't. You know what?
It's not a hood classic. Is it just a classic?
I think it's just right on this one. It's like, it feels more. It feels like it transcends.
So it's just a classic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong.
Because I don't feel like any of those hood classics that we mentioned hit on such a level.
And after Puddles.
Poetic justice.
Ooh. Oh, I was thinking that.
Like above the rim.
Anything Spike Lee directs. Brooklyn. Malcolm X. Actually, Malcolm X is more of a classic.
Yeah.
You know, Love and Basketball. Classic. That one hit.
Yeah. I'm not a fan, but yeah.
Yo, Sanaa Lathan, she made it work. She made it happen.
I guess.
Click your heart, though.
Oh, yeah, it did.
She never did it for me.
What? Sanaa Lathan never did it for
you? I don't know if that you call that a hood classic. Because Love and Basketball, I put it on my lines like soul food, you know.
Soul food, though, hood classic, which I never really
you
liked.
You call soul food a hood classic?
That's definitely hood a hood classic, but I never cared for that.
Like a black classic, a hood classic.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a black movie.
It's a black movie. Anything Tyler Perry is a black classic.
Nah, fight your fucking time.
I don't put that on. Yeah, we got him right there. I mean, I'm sure we're missing so much, you know. They
life,
know they are.
Life, I feel.
Oh, that's life. Life.
Oh, then
nah, that's a classic.
If y'all go with those, we go.
That's a classic.
Hollow Knights, fucking Come to America, right? No,
yeah. That's not a hook. That's a classic.
That's a classic. That's my shit.
Is it?
I love
it.
What?
Is. White people reference that.
What? That's my number one comedy.
I suppose. That's
gonna cut it out.
You can cut it. Stop talking about this now. Shit.
I don't know. Set It Off. That's a hood classic. Yeah. Set It Off is a hood classic. That's why I thought I could rob a bank. It's like these bitches can do it. I know how I get in a gun.
Yo, what was that? What's that movie? An old dude. That's in power now. Like Tate.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about
Whoa.
You talking about oh shit.
Well, he like rock bands. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh shit.
57?
No. Tate, the guy that's playing him, he had dreads once upon a time. But he is in a movie where he had like black face.
Inkwell?
No, not Inkwell, but that was dope too.
Saving someone?
Baby Boy? Is that a hood? We talked about that. Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Baby Boy? Yeah. I did not hear that come up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I really ain't listening to that.
Anyway, I think we beat that to death.
Yeah, I believe you're right, sir. But I'm going to find out who I was fucking talking about.
Then you do that. You do that. In other words, intern.
What's up?
Just glad to have you back.
Alright, it's good to be back. Sometimes, when y'all niggas ain't dogpiling my ass.
Dogpiling?
Yeah,
I got it all wrong. We just trying to show you life.
Yeah, life is hard, apparently. Shit.
Yes. I'm glad the lessons are sticking. Intern, you doing anything interesting?
Looking for an apartment right now.
An apartment?
Yeah, man.
No. Fuck that. Intern, tell us of your travels.
My travels? I went to Milan, Italy. That was pretty dope.
What? Milan, yeah. Italy.
Yeah.
Was it Fashion Week?
Nah. It was the off season.
Okay.
But so I got to see things like all the tourist traps and stuff and all the monuments. Pretty nice. Okay. I didn't see the The Last Supper, but
no.
You know, you can't see it all.
I guess. Mm-hmm. The Last Supper is located in Milan.
Huh?
The painting?
Yeah, that's
the original. The original is in Milan?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Learned a lot tonight. So, tell us something else now. How were the ladies? You all want to know.
Not too different from American chicks. Just
really?
Just thinner.
Thinner?
Whoa,
yeah.
Damn.
Oh.
What? Are you saying American women are fat? Are you body shaming American women?
Yes.
Dead presidents. That was me. Dead presidents.
Damn, I took a long pee break for that one.
Yeah. But you know it is fucking worth it.
Yeah.
That's a
Vindication.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was a really good movie. You could have said Prosecco was in it. I would have told you.
What about Prosecco? Fucking love Prosecco.
But no, the reason for like the body composition is just because they all smoke. Like, seriously, like everybody smokes in Italy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's the food?
Pretty good. Fucking less chemicals, you can taste it.
Really?
Yeah.
How was the pizza?
It was greasy, I'm not gonna lie. I like pizza more in New York than in Italy.
Okay. Pizza was invented in New York.
I know. A lot of motherfuckers are stupid. They're like, oh.
No. It was created in Italy.
No.
But it was perfected in New York.
I can't even give you that. It was made in New York. Made in Brooklyn.
You just associated now with Italian food.
Like an Italian stealing shit again. Like, damn.
Whoa.
How'd we get there in turn?
I'm just talking shit. I love it. I love Italy. I'm gonna go back one day, so don't kill me, please. What about you? You went to Japan? Enjoy that?
Yeah, it was dope.
What part? Like, you said Kyoto, right?
Yeah, I went to Kyoto, Osaka, and Tokyo.
Anybody touch your hair? Anybody touch your hair?
Yeah, it's a Chinese woman.
You talked about this already.
Yeah, guy. Unless you want to contribute to the conversation.
I did. That was me contributing. Especially I know how. Saving our fans from listening to the same conversation more than once.
You know what? Maybe one day you could like splice all the conversation that we have over and over again.
How about you go fuck yourself?
I'm just saying, like, that would actually be pretty good.
It would. No,
And then you could find like the best parts of the same conversation, so they could hear us at our best and cut the bullshit out, you know?
No. That's like, that's a job for like 4 interns at this point. And the one we got don't do no work.
Anything, I showed up. Alright.
Uh oh. He's the talent now. I came in. He's like, y'all showed up for this shit. Taking a little intermission break at 3 a.m. Recharge, you know.
Revitalize. Just cut it out, man. Fucking fun.
Nah. Everyone needs a break. We put on a long show. We might as well give the fans a break too.
No, you cut this shit out. What are you talking about? That's fucking lazy.
If they need a break, they just fucking pause.
They don't give them a fucking intermission. This is fucking terrible. What a bad idea that was. Don't do that.
You should feel bad.
I know.
Wow. Lazy schmuck.
Not editing better.
You're not editing better?
Sometimes.
No, he's like, we'll just give the fans a break so that they can just have a little bit of dead air for a second.
Really? We're not going to edit? What was
exactly.
That?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, we all got up in a soup?
We all got up, started doing shit.
And he's like, I'm not going to edit that out. It's
why
like,
not? You're going to edit it all out. You don't want dead air everywhere. That's just weird.
I know. Fine. I'll work on it.
Or, you know, you tell us, fans.
No fans ever going to be like...
Let us know. Give us your input. Maybe you would like a little sauce between your podcasts.
Like we play music for them to, like, get a sandwich. Go to the bathroom to... This ain't Delilah after dark.
why don't you?
I'm sorry, I hate that bitch. Please don't bring her up again.
Who you hate Delilah?
Oh my god.
She's a fucking national treasure.
She's a fucking
I guarantee you that bitch fake.
Who is
Delilah? I don't even care.
How?
I don't care.
Fake how?
Who is Delilah?
Delilah's a radio personality on late nights who just is a really soothing lady.
She ain't soothing.
Soothing as fuck.
She's a freak.
So she
keeps
like
bodies in a basement.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. But she's just like,
she's a psychopath.
She's just kind of cool, and then she gives
everybody
like, and then she gives like little advice to people.
And you can like send shout outs and send songs to your loved ones.
Yeah, and then she shouts them out for you, and it's
Delilah.
It's what? Like it's just nuts. Listen to it like maybe like once in a blue moon, you'll be like, huh.
She's an antichrist.
What did this woman do to you?
Did she touch you?
Did she not put on your dedication?
No, I just got the vibe. I got caught the vibe. As soon as I heard her voice, I was like, oh no. That's the devil.
Oh my god. Then I can sit here and shit talk Delilah.
I will. You watch me.
Like that is a fucking trap.
Bitch.
What?
She's a very nice.
Over here starting beef with fucking Delilah.
Word.
Nationally syndicated.
Hey, I have a right to not like who I don't like.
Well, I don't fucking understand. That woman's been nothing but good to all of us.
Along with the quiet storm.
Quiet storm.
God, I fucking love a quiet storm.
Quiet storm.
Quiet storm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I fucks with the quiet storm. I fucks with the quiet storm. Kind of like this one.
Yeah.
Hey, we just rolled another. Here at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Just narrating right now. Cause we got shit to say.
You know, I still got some Star Wars graves. You know,
I was asking you,
and you're like, no, I like this. I'm like, alright.
Does it have bad taste?
I regret wishing they made sequels. I should have just kept reading the books and been happy. Just kept my mouth shut. I mean, stayed off the message boards.
Alright,
shut up.
I think this is now the moment where you as a fan have to recognize that it's no longer okay to follow Star Wars as deeply as you did.
Probably.
So this is now the turning point where you have to look at these movies as just being little entities of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just the whole universe.
But it was deep, though.
It was fine.
Fine.
It was fine.
It's deep.
Like, if you look at it at a surface level, at just this one, it's fine.
I love the Mandalorian. I like the Mandalorian.
Really
good.
The only Star Wars you really need is
the trilogy.
No,
the original.
Not even their older. Just Empire and A New Hope and the Clone Wars. That's it. That's all I wish. That's all I would recommend.
Suggest the Clone Wars.
Fucking. Are you serious right now?
Is that Episode 2?
Episode 2.
Oh.
No. I'm talking about the show.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Like not Attack of that. That's Attack. No. Fuck that. I'm talking about the show. That's how dare you?
You gotta watch that cartoon, right?
What are you doing with your life?
I watch old cartoons.
I didn't catch.
No, that show was sporadic, and you know.
An anthology. That's the point. You can just jump in and out.
it was cool for what it was.
You can just.
But
like,
I never delved too deeply into like that.
Did you watch the fucking Maul thing?
The Darth Maul one?
No. Yeah, the fucking... Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You gotta watch that. Darth Maul.
Why? Tell me why.
The Darth Maul arc on
like
Star
what,
Wars.
Like, what
Wars.
Will it bring to the story to me that... me?
It
just
doesn't
watch...
have to bring anything to a story. It's just a good story in and of itself.
Yeah. I've seen enough side stories with Star Wars. And I'm kind of done with them. Like after watching Solo, I realized I don't need
that. That is not
these stories that go nowhere. I don't need them.
Yeah, because Darth Maul, like, how many times does he die?
Yeah. Do I need another fucking Boba Fett story?
I would enjoy it.
I would
Fett. Like, what are you talking about?
I'll take a side.
That's what the Mandalorian is.
Essentially, yes.
That's why I like it.
But yeah, like these side stories, I don't care. Like I think of them as just like, okay, so now what?
No,
it doesn't have to be.
I disagree. I'll take all the Star Wars that you give me as long as it's fucking good.
Agreed.
As okay. long as it's good. Yeah, I'll okay. take a whole side story of just sand people, like in their community. fuck, I want to know how the sand people live. Fuck it. I would love that.
But,
fuck it.
If you're going to continue the story, continue the story.
Word.
Yeah. And that's how I feel about it. And then I'll take each entity as its own separate piece away from the other trilogies. Like, they can be a quick reference, but you can't look at it the same type of like microbial level that we did in the past.
Did you look at it like a microbial? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn. Many Star Wars fans did.
Because we went like a really long time without any Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all people did was make fan fiction and overanalyze everything that they could get. Mm. And so when they finally did start making more movies, they weren't what they didn't live up to everyone's expectations because you can't.
Yeah.
And so those were left open to insane amount of scrutiny. And then when the new trilogy came out, which took the creator of the whole universe out of the story, out of the picture altogether. Mm-hmm. It was a nightmare. Like, you don't get the raw
continuity
of Star Wars.
I'll say this. This would be
off the rails.
Just to be fair, on its own, if you never watched any of the other movies, if you just want a decent, okay movie, I enjoyed The Force Awakens. Is it a rehash of A New Hope? Of course it is. But you like The New Hope, don't you?
That's my point.
Wow.
That's exactly
okay,
my...
Okay, JJ.
That's, no. And that's what I've been trying to say in the first place. That you just... You can remember the other ones and just be like, you know what? This is fine. This is fine. But just don't look at them as deeply. Like, just like, all right, well, they kind of fumbled that story a little bit. But you know what? I enjoyed the time I was there. Mm. But all the stories don't connect correctly from one to the next to the next. And yes, you're not wrong on this. They made so many missteps in these movies. But at the end of the day, each time you watched it, you enjoyed it.
But, okay, let's take out that they're part of a larger universe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did these movies function as a trilogy? And did they function well as individual movies?
They function as individual movies, but not as a trilogy.
Yes, exactly that. And that's the problem within itself. And that's why I say what I said in the first place, that if as long as you can enjoy them as themselves, then they're just fine.
But that's not how we were meant to enjoy it.
No.
We were told these are episodes. This is episode 8, 7, 8, 9, whatever. There's one after another. They're all supposed to be in sync. They're telling a story.
Yeah.
They're not their own separate thing.
Yeah.
So, these were failures, guys.
Okay. Overall, yeah.
In that aspect.
Yeah. I have to agree.
The season finale was bad. They Game of Thrones us.
No, they did.
No one will ever be as disappointed.
Like
else does.
No one will ever be as disappointed as the people who were fans of Game of Thrones.
That was beyond a letdown.
I cannot be let down far.
Star Wars is just like, damn. But
that sucked. Just like, that could have been better.
But at least I got more Star Wars. That's all we wanted, really.
Exactly.
And deep down.
And you know what's funny? You know you're going to get more.
We know we're going to get more. Game of Thrones.
That's done.
You fucked it up. And that was the last chance. Like, yeah, the book can come out now. Mm-hmm. But even if the book did come out, you're still going to remember
that guy is not, like, young. What if he dies?
He could die. And you know, if he does die, fuck him for that bullshit. George R. R. Martin, suck a dick if you fucking die before finishing that book.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm shooting shots if this motherfucker dies before this shit happens. Because it's fucked up. Like, I've watched this man make a goddamn coloring book He's participating in helping make it. He got damn video games. He's doing all this stuff and not writing the goddamn book.
But hold on. He's got other stuff to
do. Hold on. In his defense, if you are a nerd your entire life, mm-hmm. and now all these people are just embracing you and telling you how great you are, aren't you gonna soak that up a little bit?
At the tender age of 60, at the tender age of like 70 or whatever the fuck he is.
Your 15 minutes happens whenever, alright?
Yeah, you know what? Morgan Freeman did it right. He got his time in, because he did it like 60 or something too. And you know, he did it fucking gracefully. He still did his goddamn craft. He didn't just like get out there just fucking showing his dick all over the place. That's not his thing. No, he went and he fucking continued doing the goddamn crap. He was a great actor. And you know what? George R. R. Martin, get back in the fucking bookstore and just fucking do what you goddamn do. Yeah, I'm throwing fucking shots. Fucking
store.
I don't know where he gets his process.
In his apartment, probably, or his house.
Maybe.
Get back to the kitchen.
I hear my head fucking right here. Go to the hotel and bring her a bottle of wine and sat there.
Wine?
Well, maybe he was looking.
He has a scotch, and he's in the wilderness.
Okay.
All right. Writing the greatest epic of all time.
Fucking pitter-patter, then. Jesus. Like, this... But the story of Game of Thrones has taken, like, 20 years.
Yes. A good one.
What's a good one? That's subjective. Some people thought... No. Nobody thought that was a good ending.
Don't even try that bullshit.
Yeah, I was gonna try. Nobody enjoyed that ending.
I mean, closure's what? Closure.
Closure's closure.
That's the...
You get what you get sometimes.
Yeah.
It was expected, I thought.
Yeah, like, after the second episode when the fucking Ice King is dead, just like, nah.
Yeah.
Whatever happens next is stupid.
Yeah.